Eventually, I looked further west in my youth. My folks moved. They built a home near their original home in Clearfield in a place where my window actually looked out over Antelope Island. I could see it from my bedroom window. So I started to gain a perspective of the lake that way. And at that time, because there wasn't any access that I knew, even though there was a road on the south end,
right. It
was kind of the last bastion of wilderness associated with the Great Salt Lake. It wasn't. So it was, for me, it was my wilderness in my mind. I didn't know much about it. I didn't even know at the time that there were bison there. But I understood it was a ranch.
Right. Did you get out to Antelope Island at all at that time?
Well, that's interesting because a few years later, about the time we built the home, I started college. And I was going to Weber State. At that time, the state had purchased the very north end of Antelope Island for a state park. And they were beginning to build the causeway to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it really disturbed me because it was going to interfere. And I don't know, I've never been necessarily a wilderness type person. I've always been kind of a multiple use perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And how I saw resources and resource use, that's obvious through my hunting background. But it really bothered me for some reason. I remember driving out there after classes at Weber one day to the end after they'd been constructing for the day. And I remember getting a piece of paper out and I wrote this thesis to myself about how the island was going to lose its virginity with that road.
Yeah.